Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Over 500 times, the Bible refers to the glory of God. God is called the Father of glory. Twice Jesus is called the Lord of glory, and the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of glory. Now, coming to understand who God is and how he has shown us something of himself is akin to watching a small child unwrap a Christmas or birthday gift as his eyes are filled with excitement and wonder. I will long remember watching a grandson rip open the box containing the drum set he had his heart on and so wanted. Understanding who God is and what he has done for us as his children means deepening your knowledge and your understanding of what he has done and how he cares for you. God's glory is like a multifaceted diamond that is held under a bright light against a piece of black velvet. It reflects the light many different ways, depending on how the diamond is held and rotated. Obviously, God's handiwork reflects the glory of him who created our beautiful world. David cried out, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands." When the Apollo 8 astronauts landed on the moon on Christmas Eve, they took turns reading from the Genesis account of creation. John Glenn, who made two trips into space, said, "To look out at this kind of creation and not believe in God is to me impossible." We live on a beautiful planet. Now, whether you love the beach, delicate flowers, the vastness of an alpine landscape, or the foliage of a rainforest, our world is beautiful. It reflects the glory of its creators. And what of him who is called the Lord of glory? At his birth, angels proclaimed the glory of God as they hovered over shepherds' fields in Bethlehem. At the age of 30, he came to the Jordan to be baptized. There God spoke audibly, saying, "This is my beloved Son." Then he took Peter, James, and John into a mountain. His face was transfigured and shone with the glory of God. And how is the third person of the Trinity, one we call the Holy Spirit, also imbued with glory? Simply because he is God, very God of the very God. So how does what I've shared with you in the past 3 minutes relate to your world? God has given us a foretaste of what heaven is about. He's touched our lives with his presence. So it can only follow that our lives should reflect his glory as well. Long ago, the psalmist said, "We are to declare his glory." This means the message our lives should bring to the world is that this marvelous God has touched our lives with his presence, making a difference, healing broken hearts, forgiving our sins, and in response, he wants recognition and thanks. When movie star and entertainer Kathy Griffin accepted an Emmy Award, she held up the award and proclaimed, "This award is my God now." No, she's not the first to insult God's Son, nor will she be the last. Raised as a Catholic, she's come a long ways from her moorings. Paul told us that our accomplishment should bring glory to the Father who has given us strength, health, and the ability to get to the top. He wrote, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." What God has done for us is all part of what the Bible calls grace, something we neither deserve nor can we demand it. I, for one, would rather opt for the great God who created our world, sent his Son to show us the way back to heaven, and sent his Son to indwell our lives, than to claim a statue for my God. How about you?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.